Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Alzheimer's disease. How much progress are we making in dealing with it? An update a little bit later, but first, there's a new kid on the block at Grand Center, Inc. as Karen Hageman has taken the reins from Vince Schemel as president and CEO of the Midtown Arts and Entertainment District. She may be new to Grand Center, but not to St. Louis. She holds degrees from Harvard and Washington universities and has been in St. Louis development work for a decade. For the past 3 years, she has led project development at the Cortex Innovation District, just a few blocks away from her new office. Karen Hageman joins me in studio. Karen, welcome. Congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It must be very exciting for you, taking this new big step.
Well, it certainly is. I've been here in Midtown for the last 3 years working at Cortex, but my heart has always been in the arts, so it's been exciting to be able to make this shift and obviously come to the head of a really great organization with some great opportunities looking ahead.
Do you anticipate experiencing any kind of culture shock moving from Science and Innovation District, a Science and Innovation District, to Arts and Entertainment?
I actually feel a little bit like I'm coming home. I actually am a choral singer myself and used to sing with the St. Louis Symphony Chorus about 15 years ago. It's been a little while. So the arts and music have always been very important to me, and I feel a connection there that obviously technology and innovation is critical for all of us, but my personal connection is stronger with the arts.
Would you like to do a number for us now? Maybe not. We'll put that on hold for the next time. So there are similarities between the two jobs then, the job you had at Cortex and this one.
Well, I really think there are. Both organizations are really small nonprofits. A lot of people don't realize that Cortex is a small nonprofit, but it is, focused on setting the stage for the development of some activity. So Cortex is looking at that innovation community. Grand Center is creating that place to help the arts and cultural organizations thrive. In both cases, we're in the center of Midtown in the city, where there's some aging infrastructure, some opportunities for real estate reinvestment and development, and both organizations are looking to put those pieces in place.
You know, Cortex doesn't seem small right now at this moment in time because of what's going on with IKEA. This is really an exciting time for Cortex and for St. Louis.
It certainly is. And one of the things I'm excited about coming from Cortex and understanding that part of the world and a lot of the people engaged there is opportunities to connect Grand Center with Cortex as we move forward and really tie together everything that's happening in this Midtown area.
And how might that be accomplished?
Well, you know, there is obviously interesting parallels in innovation between technology and the arts. And I'm not going to go and suggest any programming here today, but the idea that we can be drawing those connections in creativity, because creativity is really at the heart of both of those areas.
You've spent, as I understand, it's been about 20 years here in St. Louis.
Yes.
A fellow New Jerseyite, I might say. What do you think is happening in St. Louis right now? This is a time of some transition, it seems to me.
Certainly. I would say the 20 years that I've lived here, the city of St. Louis has been, I'd say, getting consistently stronger. It felt like there was not a lot of positive forward-thinking optimism in the mid-90s when I moved here. And I think that really has changed. And I think we are seeing a lot of that reinvestment and infill happening within our urban core, which is then going to be so critical to supporting the whole region. You need the center. You need that focus. So obviously, there's a lot of other things going on in St. Louis right now as well. But I really feel like the urban reinvestment movement is very positive.
What kept you here? If you've had that sense 20 years ago that things were kind of slow, what caused you to stay?
It's been an opportunity to work on urban redevelopment projects and really feel like there's a place I can have an impact. I actually spent 7 years here in town for a company called Development Strategies doing economic development, real estate development consulting, and got to travel around the country quite a bit, but did a lot of work here in St. Louis as well. And that's a sort of a privileged viewpoint into some of what makes communities work. And then developed some strong relationships and had the opportunity to move to a role at the St. Louis Development Corporation with the city. And again, to see that you've got this opportunity to connect economic activity with a site that has great potential and to try to put those pieces together to see some real positive change has been exciting.
Has this been a field that typically draws a lot of women to it?
The arts or redevelopment?
No, the redevelopment.
You know, I haven't noticed a real gender split in the people I've worked with. More probably fewer women in development in general when you're talking real estate, but there's a lot of women out there.
Well, you come to Grand Center when a lot of the planning has taken place prior to your arrival. Where are we in that whole process of continuing the development of this area?
Well, as you mentioned, 4 years ago, I think it is now, there was a great collaborative process to develop what was named the Growing Grand Plan and really brought together the heads of all of the institutions within our district, along with players from the civic community, from the city, to look at how we want to see this area grow. And part of what that product laid out was some specific improvements to the environment of the streets and the sidewalks. We're actually moving ahead very fast, faster than I realized even until I got to Grand Center 2 weeks ago, which is really exciting to be able to be here as we get ready to break ground next year on the first segments of that plan. So you'll see new street lighting, improved sidewalks, planter areas, just a much more conducive environment for the people coming to enjoy all of the institutions and attractions in Grand Center to get where they're going more comfortably and create more places for them to linger in and enjoy being in the district.
That is the streetscaping part of the project.
Yeah.
Right. Where does the money come from to put up the lights and do whatever you're going to be doing ultimately?
It's really a public-private partnership. So we're charged with finding as many of those public funding opportunities as we can. The city has been a great partner so far in helping us in this, and we'll be doing the actual construction management of those projects as we move into them. But there's state funding, there's federal programs, all tiers of government support are critical, and then contributions by our supporters to make it all happen.
Are you going to have the opportunity, given the fact that there is a master plan and things are already in place to a large degree, are you going to have a chance to put your own prints on this?
Well, it's pretty great when you get the plan and you like it. So I'm not worried about coming in the near term here and changing anything. You know, when you have something that so many have worked hard together to create, that trumps any individual different idea that I may or may not have had. But the support of everyone that's here in making this happen has been essential. And for each of the segments of the plan, we have representation in design and all the way through from all of the different neighbors on each block so that we make sure that we're considering the needs of all of the neighbors and being able to implement that and incorporate it in a very intelligent way into what we're building, because that's going to be here for a long time.
Sure. What else remains to be done? I mean, as you see it, and I know it's unfair to really try to get into this with you having been on the job only a couple of weeks, but as you look at it and as you look ahead and we talk about streetscaping, what else needs to be done?
Well, we talked about the streets, but we do have our public spaces as well. So Strauss Park has been a great amenity in the neighborhood for a long time, and we're working with a group called Project for Public Spaces right now through a grant that came in to support this effort to find ways to make that even more useful and to activate it, make it easier for people to come through it and just use it day to day. So we're really shifting, I think, or growing our focus on every day. It's a great place for people who come for shows at the Fabulous Fox and the Symphony. It's a great place for visitors to the museums and galleries. We really want to bring in some more everyday activity. And so part of the park development is creating a space that will make that happen more easily. Some of what I just wanted to share on my very first Friday at lunchtime, I was able to go out into Strauss Park and catch a contemporary dance performance and then went across the street into Third Baptist Church for a free organ recital. Mm. And, you know, from contemporary dance to organ music is a pretty big contrast. And there they are, just happening organically in the district already.
Are there any numbers out there with referring to the number of people who enjoy this district and take advantage of all the seats there are for entertainment and all the other things that you, some of which you've mentioned?
Well, I've heard that there are more than 1.5 million visitors to the district today. We have, I think, 12 to 13,000 theater seats in the district, and that's mostly within a four-block area. So there's just a tremendous density of activity in arts and culture. We also have high schools that are here. There are four or five, I think. Mm-hmm. See, I'm still getting my stats down. And also, of course, the public media is here. We're sitting here in Grand Center right now, and we just love hearing that little tagline that you're broadcasting from Grand Center. So there's a great deal going on.
The center is really pretty important to the city of St. Louis, isn't it?
Yes.
In terms of the arts in general, when Jill McGuire was on the job, I had interviewed her a number of times, and the amount of dollars that are generated by the arts in St. Louis is really quite extraordinary and very impressive.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how many millions it is, but it is in the very many millions of dollars. We have to take a break. We're doing that now. We're talking with Karen Hageman, president and CEO of Grand Center, brand new to the job. She's only been in the position now for a couple of weeks, but she comes not as a stranger because she was involved with Cortex for a number of years as well. We'll come back, continue the conversation. If you'd like to be a part of it, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org. If you'd prefer to send a tweet, do so at STL on Air. Back with Karen Hageman in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWNU, located in Grand Center. Now back to Karen Hageman. We have a tweet from Brett. I'll start the segment with that, Karen. How about a streetcar line that connects Grand Center to Metrolink, sort of like the one in U City? Buses are not enough, he says.
Well, it certainly is true that it's a long way and not right now a very pleasant walk down to the Metrolink station. I think we'll be looking at a range of options as we go forward into how to better connect with that station. A streetcar is an intriguing idea. They're not very cheap to build, so we'll be looking, of course, at the best way to make that connection effective. And I don't know that that's something that we've really spent a lot of time yet with in the growing grand plan. So that may be one of those areas for me to put my special print on it, as you said.
Yeah, I've kind of lost track of where this stands, but there was talk not long ago about having a streetcar run down Lindell into the downtown area. To your knowledge, is that still an active idea?
I haven't heard much about that, and haven't heard about it since I've been at Grand Center.
Yeah. What about new building, new construction, and rehabbing? You mentioned earlier that we have a lot of old structures here. What's perhaps in the works for that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, it was announced last June, I believe, the renovation of the old Missouri Theater building, which is at 634 North Grand. That the early work is underway, but it was announced that a company called the Bull Moose Company is going to be moving into Grand Center with 80 people and growing up to, I think, a couple hundred over the coming years. But that is a 12-story building. It's been vacant for a long time since the City Health Department moved out. And so that's going to be a real, really exciting new activity center. There'll also be a 145-room hotel in that building. And this is being developed by the Lawrence Group. They also have a phase two plan, which looks at, so that's the renovation piece, but new construction of the rest of that, a lot of the property behind that building to bring in new housing, another, some more parking facilities. Parking is a challenge for the district going forward. And so we can see more street level retail and restaurant as part of that project as well. So that is the one that's coming really soon that's going to really be transformative.
Is the Grand Center District a restricted area? In other words, can it expand? Can it grow? Can it go beyond any current boundary, if there is a boundary?
Well, the boundary for the district itself, I don't think, you know, there's the city neighborhood map and all. We do have boundaries associated with some programs. There's a community improvement district, which has some funding for, you know, cleaning up the streets. Mm-hmm. There's some things like that. But the idea of Grand Center, I don't think, is bound by any specific borders. We talk about it as steeple to steeple. So from St. Louis University on the south up to St. Alphonsus Rock Church at the north, it's roughly from Van Deventer to Compton. So it's a pretty big area right now. And I think focusing from Grand and out toward those edges, we've got room to grow.
I'm not sure that many people fully understand the structure of Grand Center. And I'm not talking now about physically the district itself, mm-hmm. but the management of it. How does that work? I mean, obviously, you're the president and CEO.
Yeah.
What on the ladder of is below that?
Well, we are, as I mentioned, a small organization right now. It's been larger and smaller through its life, and it was founded in the early 80s. So it's been around quite a long time and gotten a lot done. Mm-hmm. But again, we tend to interface with the city on some of the public resources that can come in on larger projects that aren't associated with any one of the institutions, but, you know, the placemaking and infrastructure sorts of projects. We have a nonprofit board. So our board actually includes the head executives of all of those institutions in the district. That hasn't always been true, but it's true today to make sure that we really are reflecting the needs of what makes Grand Center a special place. So we have a staff that's focused on right now, small and mighty, on trying to work through. One of the things I haven't mentioned yet is a focus on some joint marketing. And we also do have a committee that pulls together the marketing and communications people from those institutions. So trying to become a platform for some of the collective efforts that we can do together to highlight the place as a destination in itself. One of the things that has surprised me, actually, as I've been, it was announced I was moving into this role, is people who don't know the name Grand Center yet. Yeah. So that's a great opportunity going forward.
Who do you market to? You market locally? Is it go beyond beyond Missouri?
The vision, and as laid out in the Growing Grand Plan, too, is really to enhance the profile of Grand Center beyond our region. So attract tourists in, nationally, even internationally. We really have a lot here to attract people today. So finding the way to really knit that together and to have a strategy to work with our partners, you know, at the CVC and others to get the story out and make this part of what we're using to sell St. Louis.
I'm getting some communications here with regard to the streetcars issue, and there has been a study that has, I guess, what we referred to a little bit earlier. The purpose of the study was to determine the feasibility of implementing a modern streetcar linking downtown, the near north side, midtown, and the central west end. So that's what is being studied.
Okay.
Right. All right. Are you working closely with Vin Schemel? I know he is remaining in Grand Center, a presence here over at Channel 9 with the executive in residence status.
Yes, he'll be here in the district, which is great. He's obviously very interested in seeing this as a successful transition and has been very generous with his time in helping me to get up to speed on a lot of the issues going on.
Well, 2 weeks on the job is really not a whole lot of time to be up to date on everything. I'd like to go back to your time at Cortex just for a moment or two. We only have a few minutes left. Tell me something about this IKEA project and putting that together. I mean, that is really captured obviously the imagination of the community. We have people standing in line for a couple of days before it even opens for the opportunity to get in early and get some free gifts. How is that put together?
Well, Cortex really did play an active role in helping to get the site ready and to sell to IKEA, and making sure that as the inevitable roadblocks showed up, that they knew how to navigate those. So it's been a very big project of Cortex. Really, I think for the day I got there 3 years ago is when I first heard that this was in the works. So it's been going on for a long time, taken a lot of focus, and such a huge success to locate a company like IKEA, and they were great to work with too, by the way, in the middle of our city in an area that is not what people always think of as an IKEA location, but really very close to their market, and helps to change, I think, the whole perception of what's possible in Midtown.
What is it about IKEA, do you think, that that has caused this, that wherever they show up, the same kind of reaction?
Well, it's partly that there's only one of them in St. Louis and will only be one. So they won't do more than one location here. So this is the St. Louis IKEA. I think they have a product that has a lot of followers. It really is meeting a need in the market. And here they are right between two university campuses with the student population. I think they did pretty well.
Talking earlier about your putting your prints on projects here with Grand Center, are your prints on any of the any aspect of the IKEA project?
No, not really. I was working with their public affairs folks in some of the announcements, but not on the project.
Uh-huh. I have another tweet here. Getting back to Grand Center, Brian tweets: more housing, more live work studio space for artists. Would like to see UMSL expand its presence in the district as well. That's what Brian S. would like to see.
Yeah, and filling in that everyday activity of workspace and places to live is really what's going to help us get Grand Center to the next level. Mm-hmm. You know, the resident market to support some of the amenities, the retail, the restaurants that will then attract and be attractive to tourists as well.
Well, one of the things that someone had mentioned to me prior to our conversation concerned First Night. And First Night going away, what's the likelihood of its coming back?
Well, I know that was a decision that Vince and the team at Grand Center reached reluctantly over a number of years. And it simply was that the event had gotten to be too big for the spaces available. And, you know, it's interesting. Partly what made that challenging was filling in the vacant spaces. So you didn't have as many options close together, which on a cold night could be pretty challenging. So the conversation is happening now with downtown partners, or downtown STL, to see if there's a good downtown location that can become the home for that event going forward.
Anything else going on that you're aware of that we should know about that we haven't talked about?
Well, I did bring in, just as a reference, what's happening in Grand Center now, and just wanted to read down a list of a few things this week, just a little smattering. So tonight you can come here right at the Public Media Commons and hear Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony. That's a free event. Tomorrow there's a family concert going on at Jazz St. Louis, also a free event for kids ages 3 to 6. Wednesday, as another example, there's live jazz and a wine flight at the Dark Room, which is a wine bar in the district. Thursday, exciting, an opening of a brand new theater, the Marcel, where New Line Theater is now resident. Their show called The Heathers is opening. And then Friday, wanted to make sure to mention, is our first Friday. So every first Friday of the month is galleries and museums are open from 5 to 9. It's also going to be the first chance to see the latest installation of the Contemporary Art Museum's exterior video projection by artist Marilyn Minter. So there's just stuff going on every day.
Yeah, yeah. And folks have to know about it, and most people do. Grand Center, the Grand Center District, it's a great spot. We love it here. I know that. Okay. Karen Hageman, thank you so much for being with us. Again, congratulations to you on the new job, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future about all the things that are going to be happening here in the Grand Center District.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Coming up, Alzheimer's disease, research and treatment. It follows the news here on St. Louis Public Radio. No, it doesn't follow the news. It follows this break. We'll be back in just a moment.